guys, welcome to Fourthville, and today's episode is one of the solo episodes. It's only me. A lot of people are getting ready for finals, and I'm getting ready for finals. So next week and the week after that, there's no episode because I'll be studying like total beast mode. Yeah, I'm a total geek. So I'm going to leave you guys with some of my favorite podcasts. Most of the podcasts I listen to are true crime. I've manifested those in some of the episodes I've done, and some of you seem to like true crime, and I'm just going to give a recommendation. You know, ranking the 10 podcasts I listen to based on how much I like them. So yeah, welcome to Fourthville. Like I said prior, the type of most podcasts I listen to are true crime, and I started going into more deeper into educational type of podcasts. I like to listen to podcasts about college stuff. I also like to listen to mythology. I like to listen to podcasts about literature, description of a certain type of literature. I listen to a whole podcast about The Awakening, which was one of the books I had to read for class. But this episode is based on the ones I regularly listen to. Like, I'm so into this, I have a reminder on my phone for each time they release an episode, and you're like, what? But yeah, I love this episode so much, the podcast so much. I'm going to rank them based on how much I love them. This is my own opinion, so don't be like, oh yeah, she doesn't really like this one. I love every single one of them. So yeah, let's go on with the episode. Number 10, Case 5 True Crime. First and foremost, I know I don't have any Australian listeners. Most of this stories come from crimes that happen in Australia. The guy's voice is amazing. I mean, I love the Australian accent. Like, I could just like, dude, speak to me every day. So voice aside, his voice is kind of low, because most times I listen to podcasts when I'm in the shower, when I'm in between classes, when I'm doing homework. So just imagine someone talking about slot ass. I'm writing a paper about excitement or something. When I listen to it in the shower, I don't really hear anything, so that's why it's number 10, because I like to listen to it podcast in the shower now. And this one doesn't just like make the cut for that particular theme, but generally all the evidence he brings forth are so enticing, so interesting. I'm more intrigued about Australia, because not a lot of things happen. Like, things happen there, but not a lot of the information is passed on to other countries. So it gives me like an idea of what type of crimes happen in Australia, you know, because different countries have different types of crimes. I mean, all crimes are kind of like similar, but there are ways that crimes that happen in Canada might differ from crimes that happen in America or in the United Kingdom or in Sweden or Germany or Iceland or New Zealand. So it gives me this idea of what type of crimes are happening there, what's making the news, etc. So that's Case 5 True Crime. No one knows who the name of the host. The host never says his name. He just hears his voice, you know. The first episode I remember, and this was the first, when I was in search of podcasts, which I realized I'm into true crime. Well, I always knew I was into true crime, or crime in general, because I watch a lot of like things like Bones, CSI, religiously, and so I was looking for podcasts that were enticing like that, and I stumbled on Case File True Crime first, and the first episode was so amazing, I'm telling you. So give it a shot. It's interesting. If you like the Australian accent is like a plus on it. So that's my number 10. Number 9, my favorite murder. These are two amazing, exciting ladies. Oh my god, these ladies are funny. when I first started looking for more true crime stuff to watch, a lot of people recommended My Favorite Murder for me, and I was like, wow. And they have a lot of following. The name of the ladies are Karen Karen and Georgia. They are two amazing ladies. They have a lot of following on Instagram. They have like close to 90 million listeners. So you're wondering, why is it number 9? The first time I listened to it, because I was getting ready for church, I remember, and I was putting on my makeup while I was listening to true crime. And the first few minutes, they talk about random stuff, like for a whole 30 minutes or so. And I was confused. I was like, where's the crime ready? And I was trying to skip to the crime. And so, I mean, they're funny, don't get me wrong, but most of the time, I like to go straight into the true crime itself. You know, I like to know about the host's life. You know, me myself, I sometimes talk about my own personal information. Sometimes, but plus, I don't know. It's just I love them. Like generally, they're very good hosts. But I guess it doesn't attract me as much as some other type of true crime podcast. So don't write them off. They're amazing. You should check them out instead. If you're into that kind of discussion, they're very fun people to listen to. They have very interesting lives, and they talk about the murder that inspired them that day, or the serial killer, or anything, you know. So check them out. My Favorite Murder. My number 8 is True Crime Obsessed. First of all, let me say the intro. Jillian Pentavalle, Patrick Hines, da-da-da. Oh, I love them. Oh my god. Their intro is amazing. They're funny. They're everything. But these people don't really talk about, like, they talk about true crime, but have a different way. They don't really talk about murders. So if you're into, like, more murdery type of true crime, well, that they are not for you. They talk about most time documentary. I remember the first time I ever decided myself to go online and search for a documentary was because of them. They've looked at documentaries like Tickled, which is like not exactly true crime. If you watch it on Hulu, check it out. Tickled. They also talk about Three Identical Strangers. They talked about the case against Adnan Syed on HBO. They more talk about, like, mostly talk about documentaries and Mommy Dare Flower. Something, I've forgotten the name, was about the girl in Gypsy Rose. There's a documentary about that. They talk about a lot of documentaries that have crime imposed on them, whether it's murder, whether it's fraud, whether it's tax evasion. It has all of it, and they're so funny. If you don't like people laughing generally in the podcast, do not listen to them, because Patrick laughs a lot, and his laughter is very contagious to me, because I love when other people laugh. It makes me laugh most of the time, and his laugh is so funny. So yeah, they're my number 8. They are very interesting to watch. It's a mixture of work and play. It's so interesting. And they swear a lot, but like they have opinions. They openly say their opinions, you know, to it. And if you like it, you should try it out. It's very interesting. Number 7, and that's why we drink. So I'm going to shout out to one of my friends, Gloria. Gloria knew I always post on Snapchat about the kind of podcast I like to listen to. And Gloria was like, why don't you try And That's Why You Drink? I was skeptical at first. I'm like, I already have like a lot of podcasts I listen to. I have a schedule for when I listen to my podcast. How will I impute another podcast into my whole set of podcasts? And I was like, okay, whatever. I'm going to check it out, you know. And so I was introduced to And That's Why You Drink. And That's Why You Drink has two hosts, which for some odd reason I've forgotten their name for now. Christine and Emily. yeah, M, because she calls herself M, Christine and M, and these two ladies are amazing. M focuses on the paranormal activities, so if you don't believe in ghosts, don't listen. If you don't believe ghosts, you should listen, because there are a lot of things that will actually make you believe in ghosts when you listen to her podcast. And Christine focuses on the true crime, the murders and stuff like that, murderers per se. So you should check And That's Why You Drink. The reason why they call it And That's Why You Drink, because M drinks milkshake. Not all of them drink alcohol. M drinks milkshake, and Christine loves her wine. I started knowing the names of wine just because of Christine. I didn't even know what a rosé was, because I don't drink, personally, don't drink alcohol. Only once in a while. No, I do not drink alcohol, actually. Maybe if I do drink alcohol, it's a mistake. And I'm drinking something, I'm like, but there is alcohol in it, and then I drop it. And alcohol is not really my thing. But I started knowing something like Cabernet, Rosé, and some other types of wines. I'm like, wow, this is so interesting. I also learned some facts about wines there. Like, I didn't know the difference between red and white. I knew the difference, obviously, the physical difference in red and white wine. But I used to think that red wine was made with red grapes, white wine was made with green. But no, red wine is made with grapes with skin when they're fermented, and white wine is made without the skin. I was like, wow, this is interesting. Isn't it a lot about milkshakes? You get a lot of facts, and these girls are just amazing, and that's why I drink water. You should check them out. Number six, unsolved murders. If you search unsolved murders, you see a lot of results, but the one I listen to is under the podcast network. There are this network that have a lot of podcasts under them. Oh my god, podcast is really a big thing now, I promise you. People are even starting to listen to podcasts more than listen to music, like me. I used to listen to music all the time, but now most times I listen to podcasts. I only listen to music like when there's no podcast for me to listen to, or when there's no movie for me to watch. Sad but true. Unsolved murders under the podcast network. This was what led me to, what introduced me to the podcast network in the first place. I listened to Unsolved Murders. They have very good dramatization with their voices. Obviously, dramatization will not see it. It's so interesting. I mean, and these people, you don't know anything about their lives at all. They go straight into the crime. They go like, the first thing you hear is about, and they dramatize it, and then they talk about it. And at the end of the day, they give their opinion on who they think, because these murders are unsolved, who they think killed the person, or what was the cause of the person's death, their own opinion. Obviously, you have your own opinion based on the facts they bring out for you. So you might not really relate to what the host say is their opinion or whatever. But yeah, check it out. Unsolved Murders. I've done half of it. I've gone halfway. I listen to a lot of podcasts. Number five, also under the podcast network, is Crimes of Passion. If you're into things like Jodi Arias type of crime, or crimes that are led by maybe envy or love. Envy or love. Crimes of Passion is a podcast for you. It has like most of the crimes are mostly premeditated, not manslaughter, but most of them are out of love, interestingly, weirdly, and emotion filled type of murders. They say that people are more likely to commit a crime of passion than any other crime. You know, someone broke their heart and this kind of thing. And or those people that say if I can have you, no one can. This type of people. So this is kind of new to the podcast and network, and it's interesting. Next one, under the podcast network, I listen to a lot of podcast network podcasts, and it's serial killers. This talks about different types of serial killers. And no, not Ted Bundy. So far, not. Maybe it's in the old episodes, because some of the old episodes haven't crammed. They've gotten to episode 6 or something. And Ted Bundy has not come up. There are other way worse serial killers. Ted Bundy is very bad, so just imagine. So you listen to the background. Obviously, they will look at the person's background first, you know, because sometimes most of the serial killers don't have the best of childhoods, and this affects them in the future. And they have a certain MO, mode of operation, I guess that's what it means. They don't usually say it. Mode of operation. They have a certain killing style and stuff like that. So they look at the background. Most times, some of them are unsolved murders, and so they just look at the type of MO used in each killing that will make them believe that it's one person doing these several killings. Serial killers is interesting. It's, well, one of my horror podcast network episodes, and yeah, you should check that out. Number three, it is serial. This one was brought to me by another podcast I listen to, crime podcast, which I'll talk about later. Serial. The season one is about the case against Adnan Syed. I listened to every episode, which took me 10 hours. And I sat down for 10 hours to listen to everything. It's that interesting. But after season one, I didn't listen to season two. I guess I was not as interested. That's why I guess it's number three. Normally, I've been maybe number one. And it is like, they focus on one case and spend a lot of time doing research on the case, reaching out to people who are related to the case, you know. It's so interesting. And because of Serial, the case against Adnan Syed had a chance to go back in court, you know. It became so popular. A lot of millions of people listen to this podcast. People might say, oh yeah, it is very biased. If you listen to some of them, believe it's very biased. I do not believe that. Based on the facts presented by them, I have my own opinion about the case against Adnan Syed. Some other people, I remember going into an argument with this one of my friends, you know, about the case. You know, they had a different opinion from me, and we just had this whole argument about it. It makes people, I guess, listen, you know. The case happened in 1999, and we're still talking about it in 2019. That's like 20 years. Close to 20 years. Actually, it's 20 years, because it happened in the spring, and we're in spring, so 20 years. It gives people a talking point. Oh, sometimes you might not know a stranger, and they say, oh, I listen to podcasts. And you say, do you listen to Serial? Most times, they are likely to say, yes, I did listen to Serial. And it gives you this point of talk, you know. You'd be like, oh, so what do you believe? Do you think he killed her, you know? And what do you think the case should have been? Is it guilty or not guilty? It's just so interesting. This one is a, like, big recommendation. Most times, if you start it, you won't stop until you finish it. Yes, I mean, I'm telling you, I sat down for, sitting down for a long time is not good. Obviously, I was working in between those times. I started listening to it around Friday. I work 8 hours on Friday, so I listened to it for 8 hours, because my work involves me sitting down. And I remember doing a lot of things, like come back home, cooking, and just listening to Serial, you know. It's just so interesting. And then number three. Number two, also from Podcast Network, female criminals. Normally, when they start this episode, they're like, imagine a killer, a gangster, a thief. What comes to mind first? Did you imagine a woman? Neither did we. Neither did we or most people, because really, when they told me imagine that, I didn't imagine a woman myself. But they give you examples of women who committed crimes, you know. And most times I listen to most of these crimes, and most of these crimes are not crimes that they just willingly did. Most of them are driven by a certain vibe, I guess. These who are female gangsters. I learned about this woman in India who was a gangster, and she, just because of her caste, at the end of the day, she ended up being a like house of rep type of person. It's so interesting. They talk about the background of the woman, like stuff like that, you know, obviously. And this is my favorite podcast network show. It gives you a different, like, because there's some verdicts that are partial, you know. This woman, she got off free because during that time period they didn't believe that women could kill people. Yeah, so she got the get out of jail card because she was a woman. It's gives you this whole, your mind opens like pwah, like, you know, it's so interesting. I mean, when you think of serial killer, the first thing that comes to your head is Ted Bundy, and some other people, you know, mostly men. The clown killer, that weird man, John Gacy or whatever his name was. Yeah, you hear of the Golden State Killer, you hear of, which is the man, the Grim Sleeper Killer or something like that, which is also a man. So this gives you an idea of like some crimes that women committed themselves, which is interesting. And sometimes crimes of passion and female criminals come together to talk about an episode, either on the female criminal's point of view or the crime of passion point of view. Yeah, so drum rolls for my number one. I make my own sound effects with my own mouth. Number one, Crime Junkie. Okay, no, I can't make that sound effect. I have to give you the sound myself, because I love Crime Junkie so much. I am obsessed with Crime Junkie. This one, okay, Crime Junkie has so many episodes, but in the span of 2 weeks, I caught up. It's that interesting. I mean, what's her name, Lindsay Flower, and hold on, okay, so yes, that was the first episode. I remember listening to the first episode like, oh my god, I love them. And the reason why I actually listened to Crime Junkie was because I was looking at, you know, top crime, true crime podcast, and it wasn't top at that time. So I was scrolling through and I clicked on Crime Junkie, listened to the first episode, and I was in the shower and I could hear her voice vividly through the waters. I was like, oh my god, I love her. Lindsay Flowers and Brit what? I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Please forgive me. I love Crime Junkie. Every Monday, I'm like, new episode. Because I'm a student, I cannot do their Patreon because obviously it involves money. And if I start doing my own work in future, and if their podcast still exists, I'll be on their Patreon because I want to see what other episodes they talk about. They are so interesting. Most of these are really based. She does have a lot of research. I'm telling you, she does so much research on cases. At the end of the day, she even interviews people who are related to cases, if you see it. And oh my god, I love her dog, Chuck. And they also love dogs, so they do like some puppet competitions. I mean, that was prior. They are so amazing. You should listen to them. All the way from Indiana. Even though I live in Texas, I listen to them. I don't know, they have crime cons, which I hope one day I could visit. They came to Austin for South by Southwest something. SXSW. Yeah. South by Southwest. And I wish I could go, but then I had school, so I was like, oh my god, I could not go. I cannot even go for CrimeCon because it's very expensive. And I was like, ah, I need to see Lindsay Flowers. I need to see Lindsay Flowers. So I love them. You should check them out. They have so far, let me see how many episodes, 77, which is not too hard. I promise you, I listen to up to 50 something in 2 weeks. You can listen to 77 in 3 weeks if you are into it. You should check them out. And yeah, these are my top 10 true crime podcasts. This episode was so interesting to talk about. This is my longest episode by myself that I did. Most of the episodes that are longer, I have two people in it. But I was just too into this ranking that I just decided, you know what? It's time to talk about true crime. And here it is. So here it goes. 10. Case File True Crime. If you want to know the titles. Case File True Crime. 9. My Favorite Murders. 8. True Crime Obsessed. 7. And That's Why We Drink. 6. Unsolved Murders. 5. Crimes of Passion. What the heck am I doing? I'm not even Scottish. Crime of Passion. 4. Serial Killers. 3. Serial. 2. Female Criminals. And 1. Crime Junkie. And that's it for today's episode. Like I said, the episode next week and the other week, no, I'm not going to an episode because I have finals coming up, so I'm a student, but I'm a podcaster. Podcasting is my other life, you know. And hope you have a wonderful weekend. Happy Easter. Ah! It's Good Friday today. Happy Easter. Or, yeah. Enjoy yourself. Au revoir, mon ami. And have a great day. Ah! Don't forget to subscribe. You know. Recommend Vorfeel, you know. Maybe one day I'll be on top like them. Who had millions of followers? Obviously, I don't have hundreds. But, you know, I keep doing this because I love it, and one day I guess I'll be rewarded for it, and hopefully that it comes soon. So recommend it, share it, like it, enjoy, you know, just listen. Goodbye.